Pulling onto Woodstock Road in bucolic Northwest Hillsboro, I can almost feel Mother Nature inviting me to step away from the stress of everyday life and succumb to the peace of the land around me. That is exactly what visitors do at Quantum Leap Farm. It was founded in 2000 to provide horse therapy to the mentally and physically handicapped. The nonprofit farm serves injured veterans and military members, kids and adults with special needs, and children with cancer.
If you're not feeling particularly confident and maybe some insecure, down emotionally or that kind of thing, they can be so kind and so generous.
Quantum Leap founder Edie Dopking is a self-described horsey girl. She says horses have a way of reading the rider's emotions and acting accordingly.
It is absolutely amazing to me that they know what you need and when you need it. They're just amazing creatures.
Sonic, an affectionate brown Appaloosa, is Mark Lawley's favorite.
I have seen more counselors, more psychologists than I care to count in the past 5 years, and none of them can do for me in 7 days what an hour on the back of a horse can do.
After a helicopter accident in the Army left him with a traumatic brain injury, Lawley took part in the farm's physical therapy sessions to improve his balance and coordination. In the process, he says, he has found a family.
In the military, we all called each other brothers and sisters because we were on harm's way and we were dependent on each other to survive throughout the next mission the next day. The people out here have really adopted me as a brother and really just, I feel like I could be myself out here. I don't have to hide behind any walls.
It isn't just injured veterans who feel at home at Quantum Leap. Ingrid Van Thaden, who suffers from multiple sclerosis, says her riding sessions at Quantum Leap have transformed her disability into ability.
Part of what people learn with horseback riding is it focuses on the abilities you have, not what you might have lost or never had. So you might not be able to walk perfectly, but when you're on the horse, you can ride just like everybody else.
While I didn't get to ride a horse, I did get to feed some. Operations coordinator Mary Diana took me out to the pastures where the horses wander lazily through the farm's 10 rolling acres.
Hi-ho! Hi-ho! Come here. Come on. Come here, my girl. Here.
See her pretty face.
Diana says the horses are taught to be respectful of their precious and often fragile cargo.
We serve everybody. I mean, it's from tiny babies. Doctors refer to us a lot, all the way up to we have a 92-year-old World War II veteran.
Lee Nelson is a retired Army chaplain who first came to Quantum Leap after a 6-month stint in a hospital. He is paralyzed from the waist down from a service-related motor vehicle accident in Italy. To get on his horse, he uses a hanging chair that lifts him from the mountain ramp into the saddle.
It changes your whole perspective. Instead of looking at hospital walls, you're looking at the real world. And that's healing in many ways.
There is no denying that Quantum Leap is a place of healing. And studies have shown that equine therapy is effective with improving physical and mental abilities. But during my stay at the farm, I found reason to believe that the work there affects more than just the body and mind. It lifts the spirit as well. Tessa Wiseman, WUSF 89.7 News.